I'm Juliana Bria.
I'm Lindsay Farley. Welcome to our Q&A bonus episode.
Yes. When we came up with this idea to start a children's educational entertainment company, we were beyond excited to share our idea with our family and friends. And as expected, we noticed a pattern of frequently asked questions.
We'd love to start our podcast debut answering those questions for our audience as a whole. Mm. We think it's a great way to get to know us, the co-founders.
Yes, so here goes. The first question we got was, why do you want to start this company? Good question.
It's a great question. And honestly, it's a pretty easy one for us to answer.
Yeah.
As newish moms, we found ourselves searching for non-screen-based entertainment that was fun for our boys and that we didn't mind as well.
Yeah, harder to find than we thought.
Yeah, it really was. And honestly, parents, you all know, and caretakers, you all know that sometimes you would like your kids to be doing something out on their own so that you can have adult conversations.
Absolutely.
You don't always want to rely on TV. Mm-hmm. So we went straight to thinking about reading and storytelling. We're both super avid readers, frequent the library all the time. books were a no-brainer and something we were actually both working on independently already. We bonded over that fact early on when
immediately.
We met. Yeah.
For us, a podcast was something that made sense as a second step. Storytelling is a joy point for both of us, mm-hmm. and the data behind the power and importance of storytelling is really hard to deny. The idea that we're wired for story is more than a catchy phrase. Neuroeconomist Paul Zak has found that hearing a story, which is a narrative with a beginning, idle, and end, causes our brains to release cortisol and oxytocin. Now, these chemicals trigger the uniquely human abilities to connect, empathize, and make meaning. As Brené Brown says in Rising Strong, story is literally in our DNA.
Yeah, I love that. And stories help us find joy in the everyday.
Absolutely.
We spend a lot of our days making up stories for our own kiddywinks, and we really love weaving in life lessons. We love making them what they want them to be and making them silly. And I mean, it's so much fun, but also there's sometimes when you just want to play a story for them instead of make it up. So we felt like it was time for us to take our talents public because we want everybody to benefit from the ability to press play and have a wonderful story played for your kids.
Absolutely.
We can definitely say storytelling and thinking outside of the box are the building blocks of Kiddywink Crew. And we're committed to spreading that magic as far and as wide as we can.
Yes. And the next most popular question was, what are our expectations for Kiddywink Crew? And that answer for both of us was crystal clear, taking Kiddywink Crew to the moon. Creative thinking is our wheelhouse, and we know better than to limit ourselves. From books to board games, from podcasts to posts, we can't wait to push ourselves and each other dream as big as we can and dare greatly.
Yeah. And then another question was, why us?
Yeah, we asked ourselves that.
Yeah. Nobody directly asked us that, but people wonder that, and it's a great question. Simply put, we believe our credentials perfectly align with Kiddywink Crew's mission, which is to create stories that make the world a little bit better.
Lindsay's already on that roll with her first book out.
Yes, yes. Check out An Above Par Day. I was already trying to align with that mission as a child. I wrote a lot as a child with my heart and ideally a new box of markers. Yeah, I just found an old book I wrote back in fourth grade that was, I like have vivid memories of writing it. It was so fun.
So cool.
And now I get to write for children. The thread from past to present is using my heart as a guiding light. I taught in an elementary building for 10 years, then created and taught through a tutoring business, and then landed with a very full heart into the creation of Kiddywink Crew.
Lucky us.
I'm here at the launch of this business with numerous essential tools such as storytelling, communication skills, creative writing, and organization. Above all else, I have the hope to spread stories that make the world better.
And as for me, listening has always been one of my superpowers.
Yes, very correct.
The power of truly listening has taught me so much, and it's a skill I believe everyone benefits from. And just like listening, it's been a life practice of mine to use creativity and the power of make-believe as a way to create beauty and delight in my own life. As a holistic health coach and a natural-born softie, mm-hmm. Lindsay, you can attest to that.
In the best way.
Yes. I thrive when I'm helping others seek joy, live their best lives, and just find balance. One of the strongest tools in my toolbox for this is storytelling. Words are like bridges between us. They bring us together, and I hope listening to our stories not only captures children's imaginations, but helps them to create positive choices in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. So with those skills, the next question was, where do these stories come from? People sort of assumed that we found the stories somewhere and just read them, but one of our favorite parts is actually writing the stories. These are all originals. We use a typical storytelling outline with character development, problems, solutions, and overall themes. Diversity and life lessons drive the creative process for each story. And then we use letters and numbers to help guide the educational connections. But honestly, we can't help it. We included so many other educational facts in each story. We were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I just learned about this animal. Yes. I can't believe what I learned about this. Our husbands were also like, oh my God, I'm learning so much. You will also hear us talking about showing up with your heart, and that will forever be a constant throughout our stories.
Absolutely. And our stories will remain evergreen. So you can always go back to them, pick it up, pick a new series up. So that's part of the mm-hmm. beauty of storytelling too.
Yeah.
And we are here with our final question, which happens to be our favorite question to answer. What excites us the most about this journey? I think we both were excited to create a platform that creates access for all to high quality, inclusive storytelling mm-hmm. for children, and it serves as a catalyst for imagination. It's also a nice feeling to help a fellow parent or caregiver out with entertainment they might actually enjoy too.
Yes. They don't want to turn off. Right. Hopefully. So that's us. Thanks for listening. And we hope you love what you hear and stick with us throughout this journey. Reach out to us on social media or through our email, contactkittywink@gmail.com. And Instagram is @kittywinkcrew.
Yes. Thank you so much for your support.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Go Kitty Wink. Yay.
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.